You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new survey of 150 community pharmacists around the country has found that government prescription fees contribute to serious health issues and have caused significant community distress. I spoke to Gemma Perry, a community pharmacy owner in Te Awamutu and member of the Prescription Access Initiative, a group working to enact change around government co-payments. I started off by asking Perry why it is necessary to remove prescription fees from medication.
We see the prescription fee as a huge barrier to patients actually being able to access medication. And we think the government should be removing this, especially in a cost of living crisis. So we've recently done a report on community experiences in New Zealand from pharmacists who see what happens when patients don't pick up their medication and how they struggle to manage their finances and affording prescriptions. And this report has really showed really wide-reaching effects of not being able to access medication. So we've got patients being hospitalised and they haven't been able to pick up their regular medication. All sorts of on-flowing effects to the health system where pharmacists are spending time helping people manage their finances instead of advising on health and being the medication experts that we are.
And so these prescription fees, right, are about $5 per subscription, but I'm sure it can really add up. So can you give us some insight into how much patients or families are paying each year because of these prescription fees?
Yeah, so you're right, prescription fees are $5 an item for fully funded medicines in New Zealand. When you see a private doctor, like a specialist or a dentist, it's actually $15 an item, so that's an extra barrier there as well. So your one of whānau is for collecting prescription medication. They pay up to $100 for a family in a year, but that doesn't. That only includes children under 18, doesn't include adult children. So a couple with high health needs, they can have a lot of prescriptions ready to go right at the beginning of the year. So we count from the 1st of February. So they could be paying $70 in that first visit. And say the first few weeks or by March, they're already paid $70 towards the medication. And that can be a huge amount to expect some people to budget into the beginning of the year.
What are these prescription fees actually for? Where is this money going?
Yeah, so the prescription fee is actually a government tax. So no pharmacy that collects the prescription fee gets to keep it. The government decided to put that tax on prescriptions a long time ago. So it generates income for the government.
And we saw that in areas affected most by Cyclone Gabrielle, the government actually temporarily removed these prescription fees. Can you talk about some of the impacts we saw from this temporary removal?
Yeah, look, that was fantastic how quickly that happened, and it was fantastic that the government could see this is what needed to be done, and they did it pretty quickly. So when they removed that co-payment, the pharmacies in that area could focus on doing what we do best, is making sure people get the right medicine and they've got everything they need to take that medicine correctly to keep them in good health. So instead of helping people manage finances and helping them decide which one of their meds can they take today, do they need the pain relief or do they need the antibiotic, or how can we somehow manage to get them both when they can't afford it, the whole transaction around cost was removed out of the relationship and they could focus just on caring for their patients, which is what we want to do, and making sure that they had everything they needed to get the prescription. They reported that they had way less prescriptions hanging around the pharmacy just being uncollected, because we know that a huge reason for that is people can't afford their meds, they never come back for them. And they were able to help patients in other ways, like advise them on other healthcare issues, check vaccination status, and a lot more proactive health focus that all pharmacists want to do.
And can you talk a little bit about the impact that this is having on pharmacists? You spoke about having to spend the majority of the time with patients consulting their financials. Have there been any other impacts for pharmacists because of these fees?
Yeah, look, it's just devastating. And that was literally a quote from pharmacists that were surveyed. They just think it's demoralising that they have to be having these conversations with patients. Pharmacists are incredibly caring people that want to help and use their expertise to help their patients. And, you know, pharmacists were saying, how can I make a difference with a patient's health if the patient needing the medicine can't even access it? We can't even use our skills properly if the patient can't take the medication. I think it's really affecting morale in pharmacy. It's been a really challenging few years post-COVID and through COVID, but we're in a massive healthcare shortage. And that the fact that the pharmacists are having to focus on really financial aspects and having to help patients make some really impossible choices, it's certainly not what we're going to be doing, and it's really affecting the morale, and pharmacists are finding this incredibly difficult to manage, especially community pharmacy owners as well.
Previous research has found that removing this fee would actually reduce the number of hospital admissions, which would obviously help our overrun healthcare system. Can you talk a little bit about why this would reduce hospital admissions?
Yeah, so Pauline Norris and Otago University put out that randomised controlled trial earlier this year, which was actually the whole impetus for us starting this project. So we read that research, and we knew this was a problem, and we suspected that would be the outcome, but it was amazing that significant impact on hospitalisations that would seem to be linked to the prescription co-payment. This really research that we did, the survey, really kind of shed a bit of light on some of those reasons. And, that is the reasons that people are having to go without food. I've literally had patients say, I don't have enough money for dinner or this prescription. And they're really stressed trying to figure out what to do tonight because they need to pick out this medication, but they also need to feed their whānau. So we know that it's putting incredible stress on patients, and we know that they're literally going without medication. They come up with strategies like taking their medicines every other day or half the dose, they try and peter them out, or they just start using their reliever medication for, say, asthma, instead of using their Prevena, which is all about preventing them getting symptoms in the first place, and they're going to end up in hospital with an acute asthma attack because they haven't been using their Prevena. We've seen patients with amputations because they didn't take their diabetes medication, and patients ending up in kidney failure and even dialysis for the same reason. And this is across the board. This is affecting mental health. It's affecting asthma and diabetes and cardiac conditions, kind of anything where we need someone to be taking a preventative medication to keep them well, but also when they're taking an acute medication to fix their health needs right there and then, like antibiotics.
And what other barriers are affecting patients from accessing their medication on top of this fee?
Well, we have like rural locations obviously find it a bit more difficult, and right now we've got a pharmacist shortage, so a lot of pharmacies actually finding it hard to even get enough pharmacists to staff their pharmacies in order to provide longer opening hours. I think patients, we're in a cost of living crisis. The whole financial aspect comes into all of it as well. So, there's just so many barriers in primary care. And we also know people really struggling to get into primary care providers and get the prescription in the first place. So we see that the co-payment is a barrier that should absolutely be removed so we can focus on getting people preventative medicine and prevent them ending up in secondary care.
And just lastly, what would your call to the government be when reading this report?
Yeah, I mean, our call to the government is to make universal access to medications free. So we want them to remove the co-payment for everybody. Patients will fall through the cracks. Like, this is just the tip of the iceberg. These stories are across the country. Pharmacists are all saying the same thing. This is story after story after story about how patients in our communities at every level are going without medication. It's not just our really lower socioeconomic areas. It's also people with higher incomes that are also struggling to afford their medications, especially when they've got lots of health needs. For us, it's really clear. Let's focus on primary health care like the government's been talking about. Let's do something that's really effective in a cost of living crisis. And let's, throw us all a lifeline and make sure that patients can access something we all agree is absolutely vital, which is health care.
That was Gemma Perry, a community pharmacy owner and member of the prescription